Green Seeds and My Best Day, and Philokian Georgia Morodio with Electric Dreams to start the hour today. 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. You like to travel?
I haven't done for a while.
No.
But
got the yen to voyage?
Well, yeah, whenever is it, when all of this calms down, I will. I'm not in a rush, though.
Have you considered an exoplanet?
No, what's an exoplanet?
Exoplanets involves trying to identify their atmospheric composition, specifically to answer the question of whether life could exist there. And this search for life, astronomers have found a huge variety of potential worlds out there in space.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Could I suggest WASP 76?
Well, why don't we just sort out what's wrong down here first before we go up there?
You might like it. A large, hot exoplanet discovered in 2013. The surface of this monster planet, roughly twice the size of Jupiter, is around 2,200 degrees Celsius. That means a lot of material that would be solid on Earth melts and vaporises on WASP 76b. These materials include iron. As the day side of the planet faces towards its star, the iron is turned to a gas. It rises in the atmosphere and flows towards the night side. When this gaseous iron reaches the night side of the planet, where the temperature's cooler, the iron then condenses back into a liquid and falls towards the surface. It's currently the only example we have of a planet with temperatures changing specifically enough to allow it to literally rain iron at night.
Well, you couldn't go there then?
Well, no.
No.
Okay, how about Titan?
Is it going to be another one where I'm just going to get burnt to pieces?
The largest of Saturn's moons. It's particularly interesting, very interesting, because it has a substantial atmosphere, which is rare for a moon that orbits a planet. The moon has a surface where liquid flows, like rivers on Earth. Sounds more like you. Unlike Earth, this liquid isn't water, but a mixture of different hydrocarbons. On Earth, we would use these chemicals, ethane and methane, for fuel, but on Titan, it's cold enough that they could stay liquid and form lakes. Possibly a bit on the chilly side then. Well, Mars, there's lots of talk about going to Mars. I don't think you're a particular volunteer for that, are you?
I'm not prepared to go anywhere, as I say. Sort out what's going on down here.
Mars has a completely different weather system from Earth, mainly because of its dryness and thin atmosphere. Without a significant magnetic field, the atmosphere of Mars is open to the magnetic field of the Sun, which strips the upper atmosphere away. This has left a thin atmosphere comprised mostly of carbon dioxide. While the Martian atmosphere is thin, it certainly isn't calm. Average wind speeds, 20 miles an hour, it's a bit like down here at the moment, are enough to move the surface material around, and early observations from the Viking lander measured wind speeds of up to 70 miles an hour. And finally, in 1979, Voyager 1 flew past Jupiter and recorded lightning strikes. Then in 2016, the Juno mission performed an in-depth look at lightning storms on Jupiter. On Earth, most lightning is concentrated near the equator, but on Jupiter, the stability of the atmosphere means most convection and turbulence occurs near the polar regions, which is where the lightning strikes mainly happen. Instead of the Earth-based lightning generation method of supercooled water droplets colliding with ice, on Jupiter, a charge builds up in snowballs of ammonia. This ammonia acts as an antifreeze for the water, keeping it liquid at much higher altitudes. Where'd you go on your holidays last year?
No. Jupiter. Are you going to go? Seriously? If they gave away
like
all
it?
This money, they could solve world poverty. They should be like Chuck Feeney. That's what
it's
he
quite
did, didn't
nice,
he?
Really, but I didn't like the ammonia much.
Off you go.
I'm going with Daft Punk and Voyager.
No. Question number... No, I've made it... Well, number one.
Made
question
it difficult.
No, number two's really easy, but number one. This English male singer, songwriter, musician was born on this day in 1958. It's his birthday today. He scored several hits with different bands and as a solo artist, including A Long Hot Summer in 1983, reaching number
Paul
three.
Paul Weller.
Oh, you got it on Long Hot Summer, did you?
Well, apart well from done. That, it could have been anyone, couldn't it?
Well, no, I know, but I wasn't sure you'd... OK, all right, yes, well done, congratulations. Question number two, on this day in 1985, which band scored their second UK number one album with Brothers in Arm?
Dire Straits.
Correct. And finally, he had one of the first international Jamaican hits in 1968. This Jamaican reggae singer and songwriter died of a heart attack on this day in London in 2006. Who am I referring to?
Peter Tosh.
No.
He was murdered, wasn't he? Uh, 68. Oh, Marvin Gaye? No, he was murdered as well. Oh, no, he wasn't a reggae artist anyway.
Yeah, so the first international Jamaican hit in 1968, and it was in London that he died of a heart attack in 2006.
I can't think. Go on.
His initials are DD.
I was going to say Desmond Dekker. I nearly said him.
And the song, which was an international
Israelites.
Hit. Yeah.
Okay, play that after the news, which is next.
Parents, have you considered the IBCP pathway for your...
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysa has the top stories across the Riviera.
Monaco has announced the opening of vaccination against COVID to 35 to 44-year-olds this week. From today, a letter will be sent by the government to Monegasques and residents of the Principality, urging them to contact the vaccination centre to make an appointment. Depending on availability, the first vaccines could be administered as early as the weekend at the vaccination centre at the Grimaldi Forum. In mid-April, when vaccination had been opened to 45 to 55-year-olds, more than 700 reservations were made in the following hours. Only the Pfizer vaccine has been administered in the Principality since the start of the health crisis. For more information, you can contact the COVID call centre on 9205 5500 or visit the website, and that information is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. Meanwhile, no new cases of COVID were reported in the Principality on Monday. The total number of residents affected since the beginning of the health crisis stands at 2,501. Two non-residents are in hospital and seven people are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced the launch of a Lyon-based academy to train groups of public health managers to fight future pandemics. The French head of state outlined the €120 million plan during the opening of the 74th World Health Assembly in Geneva. He said the Global Health Academy would start its courses online from this summer and open in 2023. In other news, as the boom in electric vehicles continues, a company in Avignon has come up with a revolutionary idea as to what to do with batteries for hybrid engines which have reached the end of their life. In Europe, electric vehicle sales represent 10.5% of total sales, and that's compared to 3% back in 2019. And B Energy, based in Avignon, has come up with a system to regenerate batteries. Founder and director of the company, Bertrand Coste, says our system makes it possible to triple the lifespans of lead batteries, a solution which would considerably reduce hazardous industrial waste. A regenerated battery eliminates the need to buy a new battery, and several countries have already congratulated the company and its founder for their technological advances. These machines are 100% made in France and will allow local jobs to be created. Following a trial run in 14 areas of France, a new culture pass for 18-year-olds is going national. Some 800,000 teenagers a year can now look forward to downloading an app and getting €300. The pass can be used for tickets to the cinema, museum and theatre, or to buy books, dance courses and instruments, or an online subscription. French President Emmanuel Macron, who made the pass one of the promises of his 2017 presidential campaign, announced the move in a 30-second TikTok and Instagram video. According to a recent poll by IFOP carried out for LCE and Le Figaro, in the event of a second round in the presidential election against Marine Le Pen, the president of the Hauts-de-France, Xavier Bertrand, would obtain 60% of the votes compared to 40% for the president of the National Rally. The poll showed that Xavier Bertrand would obtain the best score in the first round of the next presidential election among the potential candidates of the right. That's behind Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron. Frenchman and CEO of LVMH, Bernard Arnault, was the richest man in the world for a few hours on Monday, overtaking American Jeff Bezos. On Monday, Arnault was top of the ranking of the Forbes magazine for the biggest fortunes in the world, before returning to second place behind Jeff Bezos at the opening of the New York Stock Exchange. Around 4:15 on Monday afternoon, Bernard Arnault's fortune was valued at more than €152 billion, behind that of Jeff Bezos, but ahead of that of Elon Musk and Bill Gates. France has 40 billionaires in the Forbes ranking, including Stéphane Bancel, the boss of the American company Moderna, manufacturer of the vaccine against COVID, which recently entered. Finally, young people in France are increasingly turning to tarot reading and astrology, a trend which has accelerated during the COVID pandemic. According to a recent poll, nearly 70% of French between the ages of 18 to 24 believe in parasciences, including astrology, palm reading and clairvoyance, a trend that has been on the rise for the past 20 years. 4 out of 10 French people now believe in astrology. That's compared to 3 out of 10 Americans, an increase of 10 points since 2000.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
You're a bit of a cod. Do you believe in that?
Depends, sometimes.
Depends?
Depends
what?
How I'm feeling.
Ooh,
oh, okay. Yeah, Charlotte did buy a packet at the weekend.
A packet of what? Cards?
Tarot cards, and she did my reading. I decided not to believe it, so...
Motorsports. The former president of the FIA, Max Mosley, has died at the age of 81. Mr. Mosley, who'd been suffering from cancer, led the FIA from 1993 to 2009. In his role as FIA president, he initiated widespread reforms of safety procedures in Formula One following the death of Ayrton Senna in 1994. In later life, Mr. Mosley campaigned for tighter press regulation after winning damages from the News of the World newspaper when it wrongly published a story alleging he'd attended a Nazi-themed orgy. Current FIA President John Todd said he was deeply saddened by the news, adding that Mr. Mosley had strongly contributed to reinforcing safety on track and on the roads. Formula One Ferrari say the failure that led to Charles Leclerc's retirement before the Monaco Grand Prix was caused by his crash in qualifying. Ferrari were not initially sure what led to the left-hand drive shaft hub failure that caused the car to lose drive after it left the pits before the race. An investigation carried out at the team's Maranello factory on Monday confirmed it was a consequence of Saturday's accident. Now, the failure cost Leclerc the chance to start his home race from pole position and maybe his best opportunity to win a race this season. A Ferrari spokesman said the part in question is not normally one that would be inspected after such an accident. Ferrari said they would be updating their procedures for future races. Football. Pep Guardiola has been named as the League Managers Association's Manager of the Year. The Spaniard led Manchester City to their third Premier League title in 4 years. The club also won the League Cup and also faced Chelsea in the Champions League final on Saturday. Here's more football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. The Manchester City boss, Pep Guardiola, has been voted the League Manager Association's Manager of the Year. Guardiola led City to a third Premier League title in 4 years. The club have also been winners of the Football League Cup this season and round off their campaign on Saturday with a clash against Chelsea in the European Champions League final. Well, one player who's really flourished under Guardiola is the club's England international midfielder Phil Foden. Now, he scored 9 goals for City with 9 assists as well, and Foden's explained how he's been able to contribute.
I feel like I've come on in my game this year and been more myself, but yeah, still a lot to improve and still a lot to get better on. A lot goes to the manager to train me the way he does and help me through the way, and also the players as well. They help me play better, always finding me in the right spaces, so yeah, it's a bit of both.
Well, ahead of that big Champions League clash this weekend, the Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel hopes that Edouard Mendy is fit for Saturday's final after making a huge improvement from a rib injury. The keeper collided with a post during the 2-1 defeat at Aston Villa. And either Brentford or Swansea City will be part of next season's Premier League. They'll clash in the Championship playoff final at the weekend, and the clubs have called on the UK government and football authorities to increase the capacity for Saturday's game at Wembley Stadium. The match is limited to having 10,000 fans in attendance with current COVID-19 restrictions. The winners will join Norwich City and Watford in gaining promotion to the top flight. And for more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Of course, Swansea have been in the Premier League before, but Brentford haven't.
There you go.
Brentford Nylons.
Yes. Oh, that was the man that had the studio up in Barley's Out, wasn't it?
Brentford. What, he owned Brentford Nylons?
No, he was the son of the family, yes.
The son of Brentford Nylons.
Yeah. I don't know, I've to ask
shop
Dad,
Surrey Street. Brentford Nylons had a big shop in Surrey Street in Croydon all those years ago.
I'd like
to see Brentford up there, actually.
Why not?
Chelsea can take 6 points off them.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
for coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Al Maritim and the VAR. The general situation is high pressure, 1,025 millibars over the western Mediterranean, and a depression, 1,013 millibars over the Ligurian Sea. Winds are southwesterly, force 5 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. And for North Corsica, gale warnings in force, winds southwesterly, force 6 to 7, locally gale force 8. The sea is rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,013 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Much better today, but that moderate to strong westerly wind is going to return, particularly across the VAR as the day goes on. Top temperature 23 degrees this afternoon, overnight lows 12 to 14 degrees with clear skies. Wednesday and Thursday looking very nice, mainly fine. Highs of 18 to 21 degrees. It's not terribly warm though, is it?
It's a bit, yeah, it's not as warm as you would expect.
25th of May should be a bit warmer.
You keep complaining, but you wait, it'll be so hot you'll be saying, oh, I can't cope in this heat.
Got aircon now.
Yeah, you're all right now.
Finally.
I do like Mondays, apparently, because learner drivers are most likely to pass their practical test at the start of the week, according to new research. If you're taking your driving test, thorough preparation and a cool head are vital, but the day of the week is also important. A Monday is the day on which people are most likely to pass their practical test, according to the recent research. It's followed by Thursday, but tests on Friday had the lowest rate,
really?
Only 45.06% passing their test.
Someone would have thought it'd be the other way around.
Well, no, because Friday you're probably just in a rush to get to the pub, aren't you?
Yeah, but Monday you had a grumpy driving exam. You know, had a bad weekend.
Oh, he's had a maybe.
And Friday he's looking forward to, you know, the weekend and gives you an extra mark, even if you go over a double yellow line or something.
Did you pass first time?
I did. Thank you very much. Yeah. Did you?
I did, but I nearly ran somebody over. They were very, very good with me.
How can you pass if you nearly ran somebody over?
He was very nice. He said you did see that that person was waiting to cross the road. So I said, of course I did, yes.
You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieraradio.mc. 80 minutes to 8, and now the song that should have won Eurovision, in my opinion. Daði Freyja, the Icelandic entry. Lots of people love it, and they've asked me to play it again, so I'm more than happy to do so.